So let's just see. Okay, so we're recording now. This is going to be a quick call, everybody, because we're just recording the tail end of it. But we're talking about how do you kind of be vulnerable and open and really get what you want from a conversation with somebody in terms of their open and honest experience as opposed to some kind of defensive response, right? I mean, we talk with each other all the time, and Alyssa, thank you for letting me use this as like a teaching moment as well. But I think we all, for so many of us, we operate with this armor on, and some of it is emotional armor when there's all these different layers of experience, and the sort of surface layer can really be, disappointment, anger. We assume the worst sometimes. It's just how we're wired at times, and as a result, we don't really give each other the benefit of the doubt. And so we're talking about how do you talk about maybe taking the next step in your relationship with somebody, moving in together, that sort of thing, in a way that isn't accusative. Let's say you're feeling disappointed and you're like, let's go already, like what's going on? So that's sort of where all this is sort of coming from. And so one way of doing it is by saying, look, we haven't moved in together yet, da, 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 like listing all the things, and the tone you can hear is pretty harsh and negative. So the mindset shift that we're talking about is really coming at it from a more hopeful, more trusting place that yes, this person has the best intentions as well. And when you can let down your guard and be a little bit more open and vulnerable, you're likely to get that kind of a response from somebody as well that, that's more honest as opposed to defensive. So how do you do that? How do you have this conversation? So let's see. I mean, you could say, and I know this might seem out of context for people, but just let me try to come back into to talk with you, Alyssa. Sorry about my little tangent there. So you could say, look, we've been through so much together. I've been through so much. It would help me so much to just feel, really more secure, and I really want a future with you. And, I know you've said that you want that with me as well, but I really want to hear that and know that for sure to help me as, if we are to move in together, it would mean a lot to hear that. I don't know if this is exactly what I said before, but help me out, Alyssa. What is your, like, in terms of talking about this, what, and this is probably going to be an upcoming conversation pretty soon, like, what is your intention? What is your hope to from the conversation? Like, moving together, moving in together, you're basically checking him out to see, does he, like, how serious is he about this?
Yeah, I think it's a twofold here where it would be, how do you feel about us moving in, not right now, but in the next couple of months? Is that something that we could work towards? Is that too fast? Or, and here's why. Because, we have been through so much, and I have been through so much, and this situation for me is a lot harder if it's not together. And I do want to spend that time with him. I think the biggest thing for me is that we spend a very small amount of time together now. He does a lot of traveling, and I have my little one, and I'm not letting him see her. So I'm literally seeing him one night a week, and, one weekend. Day and night. And like then when I work, like I am this week, I'm not going to see him at all. If we were living together, we'd be growing a relationship. It would be time together. And, when he's not out of town, we would have that time spent together. He wants me to go and, do things at the house here and there. And I would be there to take care of the house and to be there with him when he's there. I think it would be nice.
Got it. Okay. Got it. So you need to find out though. I mean, you're basically, and what you're telling me too, what you said before is that it's either now or never, pretty much.
I would really ideally like it to be that because I feel like it could be strung on forever. And then I don't want my daughter to get into this so much, just like me again, and then have him. I feel like he's a real flight risk. And I don't want him to be like that, but I want to have that conversation that says, if you see us getting married and being a family and spending our lives together, I want us to talk about it in terms like that, not afraid to use those words and really say, maybe this is not 100% what it is. I like what you said about that. This is my intention. Whether we change our minds because things happen when we're spending time together and we see things that don't work, that's one thing. But as of right now, our intention is to build a life together and figure it out as a couple.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's nice too about the, I think that's great because it kind of, you know, you're not saying like, this is the future no matter what, but you're saying, mm-hmm. this is what we want. This is what we both want. And there's definitely an opportunity. There's definitely, you know, the possibility of things not necessarily working that way, but we want to work on this together. Got it. Okay. So maybe like really coming to him and, you know, just saying exactly what you just said and saying, look, you know, I need to move pretty soon. And, you know, I love you and I would love to have a life with you and continue to, you know, deepen our relationship. And, you know, I get really sort of scared and you tell him that, like, I get really scared because of what we've been through and because things have, you know, and what I've been through, because you've been through your own stuff, right, with this kind of thing. And
he was the one who really helped me through it. So he knows.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And you can let him know that that's still, you know, I mean, how could that not still affect you in terms of, you know, having been, you know, abandoned, really, right?
Yeah.
And let him know that you're really, you know, you're really sensitive to that. And it would help me so much if, you know, if I knew that those were your intentions as well, if I knew for sure that that's what you wanted, whether or not, you know, you don't have to, you know, commit fully right now with the ring or anything, like, that's not what I'm asking for. But in terms of seeing that as a future together, that would just help me feel so much more relaxed and more comfortable in our relationship together. It would help me so much to hear that from you, if that's how you see things going. And, you know, and I also, you know, need to think about where I'm going to be living and if that's a possibility for you as well, to consider starting to grow that together by testing things out and by living together and seeing how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that, how did that sound?
A lot better than I would have said it. So I think that's part of it, is I feel like that was coming from a much more loving and explanatory way rather than, hey, you need to do this for me. This is what I want, which it's funny because I say that's what I don't like about him. And then I come in going, this is what I want, you know?
Right. But really what he needs to know is just how scared you are.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. Like, that's the big thing. I just don't want to be in that place again. I know the pain. I don't want to go back there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can say it's really important. I mean, stability, security, just I recognize that we can't control everything and things happen. And maybe we'll find out that we can't really live together if we try this. But, you know, I really want to find out because I really feel like we can. And I really love you. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I really think it, I mean, it is that good. I do love him that much. The thought of not being with him, I feel like, it kills me, that thought. I don't want to ever have that.
Mm-hmm. Do you, but in terms of, you don't ever want to have that, but if you guys don't move in together, you know, early next year, end of December, whatever, do you, cause you're saying, because some of you, part of you, I'm also hearing now or never, so.
I feel like I have to have a bit of that just to be, like, true to myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I feel like, I feel kind of dumb for, like, letting him, originally we said 6 months and we're going to move on. That was like, that's a really fast time frame and that is not my norm whatsoever, but because of my age, I wanted to do things fast and we knew it. We knew we were a good fit and we were right. Look, years later, we know it, but it's the same issue. It's the same stupid thing. And I mean, I would say me pushing it along made it this way, but he said the last girlfriend hardly ever pushed, did anything, and he strung her along for 4 or 5 years. It's just his nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're not here to be strung along either. Like, if that's what his thing is, he's got to, you know, shit or get off the pot, so to speak, as well.
And right? And how do I tell someone that in any other terms? Because that's what it is it's like he has this forever sense of I'm not ready yet. I don't know when I will be ready. And there's nothing that says, yep, this is the time. It's not going to happen when he thinks in the terms that he's thinking. So what am I waiting for him to have this epiphany that that's not the way it works? It's truly you look at the person and you make a decision. And you can as for as long as you have time, you can wait to make that decision and keep going back and forth and back and forth. Or you can say right now, I know today, I know this is my person. And if you don't know that's your person today, then I'm not your person. Like, it's more clear than that. And I know he knows that I am, but he will still just hang on and just take his time and think about it back and forth. And if I would never say anything again, I doubt he would buy a ring in the next 5 years. Mm. You know, it just wouldn't be something that he would personally do.
Mm-hmm. But it's important to you.
It is, yeah. Right.
And so it's important for yourself. It's important for you to really kind of be able to distinguish, you know, what is truly important to you, which it sounds like marrying is, and that's fine, right? That's totally fine, and it's important to a lot of people. Versus coming from this place of, you know, that as your way of tying him down. And I don't mean it like, oh, you're tying him down, but you know what I mean? You said he was a flight risk. So if that's just a way to calm your anxiety, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I don't know, I guess I feel like the anxiety does come out because I think, why doesn't he want to do that? Because that is, in my mind, that's the next step.
And I think that's part of this conversation, right? Not necessarily about saying, well, I need to get married tomorrow, obviously, but you're being very clear from a grounded and empowered place, this is what's important to me, right? As mm-hmm. opposed to, why aren't you doing this yet? You know what I mean? Like, it would really, just same thing, like, it would really mean a lot, you know, it would really help me a lot in terms of, like, this is what matters to me. And you can even, you know, you talk about the kids thing and you can say, look, I can let that go and we'll see what happens. And if you're not opposed to, you know, oops, having a kid or whatever, I mean, you'll see what, mm-hmm. how that happens. But, you know, I think that, you know, letting him know that you don't want to be in this relationship unless he's all in is kind of what it sounds like.
Yes, that's, you know, exactly what it is, because I feel like it's going to be too much pain to hang on with him being kind of in, and I'm truly not giving myself fully either, because I'm kind of waiting to see where he is. I don't want to do it again. Yeah. So I want to be able to be fully loving, totally there and feeling this relationship, but I think I'm guarded and not wanting to talk about this stuff because I'm afraid he's not going to be there. Like, if I go and say, I'm all in and this is what I want and everything, he's going to be like, well, geez, that's not where I am.
Well, and there's your answer, right? And that's, I think, what Heather was talking about a little while back, about remembering what Pammy was saying about, I know we shouldn't talk about people when they're not here, but basically she was saying she had this mindset shift of, you know, really giving the benefit of the doubt, operating from a different mindset space and acting as if to a certain extent and giving freely of her love because that's what she wanted back. And then, you know, happily ever after, as far as I know. For now, we'll see, you know, we'll get an update next time. But do you see what I'm saying? So you're asking him of something that energetically you're not necessarily, listen, I get it. I can see why you're not, right? But for you to really have that conversation and go all in and be vulnerable. And also kind of also, this part's really important, detach from the outcome of how he's going to respond immediately as well, because it's going to be a different experience for him to see that side of you. And he might not know what to do with it. And that doesn't mean that it didn't land. That didn't mean that it didn't go well. It just means that you aren't seeing anything from him yet.
Yeah.
But see, that's it as planting seeds.
He especially is the type to wait a while.
Yes, because like, he's a slower processor, right? Yeah. So if you can really, I mean, this is a huge, it's more than just a shift in a conversation, but a whole shift in a way of being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is to know, again, to know that no matter what, you and Mallory are going to be okay, right? You're going to be able to figure things out. And it doesn't all hinge on what's going to happen with him. Although I know that emotionally it feels like so much is, because it's obviously it's a, your living situation. I mean, it's so much, everything is so much wrapped into it. I get that too. But to just try to be as generous in assumption with him and where he's going, but also true to yourself and coming from a grounded and empowered place about what you really want, right? As opposed to coming from a frantic, desperate place in terms of you, what you, you know, these things that you need, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's so tricky. It's such a paradox too. Kind of like what Heather was saying about, you know, where is that line where you're kind of true to yourself, but you're also flexible and you,
yes,
you know.
Totally. That is like right now the hardest thing not to blur.
Yeah. And also that line, where do you, you know, what's the difference between compromising and settling, right? That's, it's, so as long, but you know what you want in terms of what's important to you, and you want to have a relationship where two people are all in and where, you know, and again, to kind of assume that it's unfolding in that way, because it sounds like in many ways that you're saying, it sounds like that's what's happening, except maybe when you start to talk about it, it doesn't look that way because you guys start talking from this kind of like other place where it's more out of fear than anything else. And then he guards himself and he says, well, I need this and I need that, you know?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I do feel like, okay, I don't know how it's going to go with him, but talking it out with you guys, I feel like hearing the feedback and being able to say my piece, I think I'm clearer on it too, which helps a lot.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, and I think really, again, we've talked about this before, but really slowing down and being clear yourself. Like, don't be afraid of talking too slowly. I think it'll help him too, because it'll be like more his speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really being open to hearing what he has to say and really saying, look, I'm and putting your own experience aside to kind of make room for his to really kind of hear it. Cause I think that'll be helpful to know as well, you know?
But usually I get very little back.
Yeah.
But he's good. Like, I feel like I see him hearing me because he'll react with like a hug that tells me like I get it or something like that. To me is enough. I just want in the future for him to also say more whenever he's ready, which before I used to want that immediate. So
yeah.
I've learned that that's not him.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Because then you don't get it. And then you're like, where? And then it just pushes him away mm-hmm. further and around you go. So it's good that you know that you know him better, you know, and you know, you also have different expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. When are you guys talking next?
I guess I have to figure that out. Again, we don't even see each other. So when am I going to, and I just want to get it over with, but at the same time, I don't want to do it at a time when, I mean, he wasn't feeling well this weekend. I wasn't feeling well. And at first he was saying like he was just going to stay home by himself and I was just going to stay here by myself. And he's like, well, why don't you come over and we'll just lay on the couch together. And I'm like, that's what I want him to want.
Totally.
Whether you feel yucky or not, it was kind of convenient. We both felt sick in the same weekend.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. That was nice. We just relaxed and
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted about how things go, okay?
Yeah, this was so helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. And Heather, thank you too for piping up. How are you doing? I'm sorry.
Good.
I haven't even asked how you are.
That's okay. We just got to, we're in the parking lot at Niagara Falls.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Oh, I know, right?
That's fun. That's so cool.
Yep, pretty exciting, although it's freezing, but I'm driving. My friend's moving to New York now. He's moving to Texas, and so we figured we'd stop here on the way through.
To Texas?
On the way through to Texas, yeah.
You're heading north.
I know. Well, we came straight across.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh wow, that's so, oh, so you're going, you're coming from Texas now back to New Hampshire, or to New Hampshire to Texas?
New Hampshire to Texas. We love.
Oh my gosh, have a great trip. You'll have to share pictures. That's so exciting.
I know. I hope this clouds clear up a little bit, but we're going to freeze our booties off, but I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, have fun. That is awesome. Send us a picture of the waterfalls. I'm like, the what do they call them? It's just like, the waterfalls.
The waterfalls. That's a waterfall.
And Niagara on the Lake is amazing too if you have time. It's only like 15 minutes away and it is the coolest little town.
Oh, really? Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's fun. That's exciting. I love road trips. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being here. Have an awesome rest of your day, Alyssa. Keep us posted. Heather, keep us posted about your trip because I'm jealous now.
Nice.
And happy Halloween, guys. I'm glad you guys made it. I'll talk to you soon, okay? All right.
All right. Bye, guys.